we didn't know. Hello, listeners of ACID English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Vipasha.
哎，那之前的 podcast 当中呢，我们聊过了在美国读本科。然后呢，后台就收到了粉丝留言说能不能讲讲在美国读研究生的一些事情。
So here we go. Today we're going to talk about graduate life. What are the different degrees and requirements? And just a day in the life of a student in the U.S.
那首先呢，我们先来了解一些基本的词汇。How do you say this in English? 这些呢，用英文都怎么说呢？比如说本科用英文怎么说？
That would be bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. 那研究生呢
?Master's degree.
Master's degree. 那研究生在读怎么说呢
?That would be a master's student.
嗯哼，可以说我是研究生在读 ,I'm a master's student. 那我是硕士学历怎么说呢
?Also for that one, it would be I have or I got one master's degree.
I got one master's degree. 哎，博士怎么说呢
?That is doctorate or PhD.
PhD 很多人听说过哈，全称呢就是 Doctor of Philosophy. 字面意思呢是哲学博士学位，泛指学术研究型博士学位。
Yes, correct.
哎，比帕莎刚刚研究生毕业哈，那你还会读博士学位吗 ?Are you planning to do a PhD?
Well, it's been less than a month.Since I graduated. So I'm taking it a little easy right now. But yes, I am planning on getting a PhD degree in the future. But I am not sure of the timeline yet.
还不知道具体的时间，还不知道这个具体的 timeline. 哎，那比巴莎来给我们讲一下你的个人的情况吧。Your personal situation.
Yeah, I'll be happy to share.
哎，那你研究生是在哪个大学读的呀？
So I did my master's at American University School of International Service, which is in Washington, D.C.
大学的名字呢就叫做 American University, 美国大学。那所在的这个学院呢是美国大学国际服务学院 School of International Service。那你的研究生专业是什么呢
yes, International Affairs.
International Affairs, 国际事务。具体是研究哪个方面的呢
?So, it's international affairs, comparative and regional studies, and within that, my focus is Asia Pacific and the Middle East,、specifically looking at foreign policy and security.
哦，主要是做 Asia Pacific, 亚太地区 and the Middle East, 以及中东地区的一个比较区域研究。具体是研究亚太和中东的什么呢
Foreign policy and security.
Foreign policy, 外交政策与 security, 安全。听起来特别的 political, 听起来很政治哈，好玩吗？Is it fun?
It is definitely interesting. You get to learn more and you get to analyze a lot of things that is happening between different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So my main focus is U.S.-China relations. Because
yes.
I have a lot of experience living in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun, right?
It is definitely very interesting.
哎，那研究生你读了几年
?So, the master's program I was enrolled in was 2 years long.
2 years long. 美国的这个研究生项目好像大多都是两年的哈 ,it's pretty typical, right?
Yeah, it is the typical for full-time students. If you're a part-time student, it could be more, but it depends. And international students cannot be part-time students.
也就是说这个 full-time students 就是指我们所说的那个脱产的全日制的学生哈。你这个美国大学是在哪一个城市呢
?It's in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
It's the capital.
Yeah. 哎，那研究生你感觉读的怎么样累不累
太累了。
太累了。
Master's student, it's 24 hours is not enough.
24 hours is not enough. Wow.Can you list your typical routine for 24 hours? 能给大家分享一下你一天的 typical routine 吗？就是读研究生的24小时都是怎么过的
?Yes, if you're ready for a migraine immediately. So, essentially, a day in my life would be waking up, making myself some coffee or tea,、and doing some work around the house.
这个是 wake up 阶段。然后呢，一定是 freshen up, 梳洗打扮一番。对吧然后 fresh up 之后呢
After that, I would generally get ready for work or go to campus to get some work done.
哼，准备工作哈 freshen up 之后就要准备工作。哎，你不需要上课吗？
So that's on alternate days. I had classes in the evening from 5:30 to 11 p.m.
Wow, 你们是下午5点半到晚上11点之间上课，也就是说你们都是在晚上上课。你们老师不需要休息吗？
They definitely need rest. But everyone, our most graduate students, they also have a full 9-to-5 job during the day. And after work, you would directly go to classes. So that's why it's in the evening, so you can work and study at the same time.
What about your professors?
Master's professors, they usually only teach 1 or 2 classes a week. I only have one class, like a subject once a week. It's not every day. It's only once a week for long hours, like 3 hours almost. And they only teach 1 or 2 classes a week. So it's not too bad because our professors also have a full-time job elsewhere in our field of studies.
Oh, so you know, 就是说在美国呢，这些研究生也好，还是他们的这个研究生教授也好，他们都是在白天有那种朝九晚五的工作，就是自己正常的工作，其他的工作哈。所以呢，这个教授跟研究生一样，也是白天上班，然后晚上来大学给这个研究生上课。然后呢，你有时候还要跟我一起录这个 podcast, right?
Yeah, if there is a rat hole, I usually don't get that time.Because from time to time, I usually work and then I work on my podcast at night and then record it with you at night too. We have a time difference to work on as well.
Yeah, 所以呢白天工作晚上上课有时候还得录节目哈 It's pretty overwhelming. 那周末你能双休吗
If I'm lucky. So if I'm lucky, I get few weekends to rest. But from time to time, I may get called in for work.
那还得看这个 if you're lucky or not. 不然呢那你一般周末没有休息吗
So this semester, because it was my last semester of my graduate program, I had classes all weekend from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a special internship I was doing. I was enrolled in a special program.
嗯哼 wow. 那现在我明白为什么你说24 hours is not enough. 其实 7 days a week is not enough for you, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it to sum it all up.
Yeah, it's pretty tiring. 哎，那你同学也这样吗？还是说就你自己这个样子呢？
It depends. So not everyone is like me. I just wanted to do multiple things in a short time. So I took this upon myself. It's voluntary.
It's voluntary. 还是看个人情况的哈。Vipasha 呢是想 do multiple things in a short time. 短时间内完成很多事情，所以他自己选择的 voluntary.
Yeah, so like in the US, you can be either a full-time or a part-time. And it depends from person to person how you want to make your schedule.
嗯哼。那你觉得在美国读研究生最有意思的一个特点是什么呢？What is the most interesting feature of graduate school in the United States?
For me, what attracted the most was the fact that most of the graduate classes, they're at night, after work hours. So it gave me the opportunity to work.
Yeah, 的确呢，这个美国的这个研究生课程呢，都安排到了晚上上课，这的确是一个很有趣的特点哈。这样的话就给这些研究生充足的时间去做那种朝九晚五的 regular job。那当时是为什么这么设计的呢、
yeah. So it was specially designed for students to be able to work regular job during business hours and then attend classes in the evening、because 研究生 is more practical whereas、
yeah.
bachelor's is more theoretical、
的确是那本科生学的东西呢比较 theoretical 就是理论性的但是研究生学的这个东西呢比较practical 就更加实用性 that makes sense 所以呢就是说、为什么美国设计让研究生上课都在晚上就是为了让学生可以 work regular job during business hours 工作时间呢可以去找一份 regular job 然后下班之后呢在晚上上课那这个是在美国所有大学研究生都这样吗就是 is it typical?
It's not uncommon. It's pretty typical at my university and a lot of other university my friends go to, but it's not、
Everyone.
A law or regulation for every university in the U.S.
也就是说并不是所有美国的大学都这个样子但是有一些大学呢还的确是这样的哈。哎，上次我跟 Jerry 聊天的时候他说在美国读研究生不用交学费真假的 Do you have to pay tuition?
It depends. So everyone has a different financial situation. It's not the same for everyone.
不是绝对的哈。那你呢？
So I was on academic scholarship, so I didn't have to pay majority of my tuition fees.
Nice. 你是申请到了这个 academic scholarship, 就是奖学金了，所以呢就不用付学费了哈。那你的日常开支是什么呢？
So majority of my expenses in the US were personal expenses, such as house rent, utilities, grocery, outdoor activities, restaurants, books, and miscellaneous items. But I can promise that majority of the money I spend is on food.
吃货foodie. 不用交学费，那剩下的基本上就是日常生活的开支了哈。
Yeah, it's just...day-to-day life stuff. Like if you live in an apartment, you need to buy... You cook, you need to buy groceries. You live in an apartment, you need to pay rent.
Yeah, sure. 很多人好奇你们研究生上课的形式哈，比如 how many people are there in a class? 你们一个班里面是有多少人呢？
So I was in an honors program, which is a higher level. So again, the number of people in each class depends. There are sometimes 100 people, which is a more introduction courses. But depending on the type of classes you are taking, it all depends.
也就是说在美国的大学里是不存在就是我们所想的那种行政班这个概念的。就是你所讲的这个 class 其实就指的是哪一门课，对吧？
Exactly, yeah.
那每一门课上课的时候大约有多少人呢？比如说门槛比较低的就是入门类的课程，就是 introductory courses. 那一堂课有多少人呢？还有那个 honors courses, 荣誉课程，就是比较 high level 的，那么一堂课有多少人呢？
So as I said, introductory courses have more people. Honors and capstone courses depend on the number of students accepted by the professor. And so for my capstone course, we only had 10 people because you have to apply and not everyone is accepted.
Yeah.
But for my other classes, it was more than 20 students in a class.It was less than 30 though, 20 to 30.
20 to 30, 小课堂哈。那研究生上课的内容是什么样的你们？
So for master's classes, they're less theoretical and more practical because you have to be able to apply your knowledge.
Yeah, 研究生上课的内容是 less theoretical, 理论性较少，但是呢 more practical, 更加的实用，因为你要 apply your knowledge, 要用上你的知识然后去解决实际的问题。
Yeah, so in our classes, we have real life examples. Like we talk to people who are actually working in the field and they realistically solve issues. It's not just imagining some problem and creating an imaginary solution. And again, like my professor, he has a normal job as well. So he shares his stories, like what he does on a day-to-day basis at work.
Yeah, nice. 解决实际问题哈，实操性更强 ,less theoretical and more practical. 那老师给你们布置的作业是什么样的呢？ What is the assignment like?
So for example, in my last semester of school, I had to write a policy memo on US national security strategy for terrorism and counterterrorism.
就是对美国反恐战略国家政策写一个 policy memo, 这就是他们的作业哈。那你们教授会批改吗？
Oh, definitely. My professor actually works for NATO.
Oh, NATO, wow. 你们教授是在 NATO, 就是北大西洋公约组织工作的，这是他的一个 regular job, 对吧？
Yes, correct. So he gave me very critical feedback on the paper and if it was acceptable in the real world or not.
Not. Oh, 那是自然哈。那你们这个教授呢就直接可以 give you critical feedback on the paper, 对学生的论文呢进行批判性的一个反馈，告诉你 if it is acceptable in the real world.Or not, 在现实世界里你写的这个东西能不能真的行得通哈。
Yeah, he's definitely very critical and if he passes it or if he get a good grade, it means it's applicable.
那据说在美国的研究生课堂里有很多学生会做助教哈。
Yeah, and even I worked as a teaching assistant few of the semesters.
那有工资吗？ Is there a salary?
Yes, so they're usually minimum wage jobs.
在美国助教一般是 minimum wage jobs, 最低薪资的工作哈，大约时薪是多少呢？
So, like currently in DC, the minimum wage is $15.20 per hour.
就是时薪15.2美金。哎，那什么人可以申请去做助教呀？
So, being a teaching assistant can mean you are either good at the subject or you have already scored well in class previously.
也就是你得学习好，要么就是 good at a subject、mm-hmm. 或者是呢 you have already scored well, 分数很好。那助教都做什么样的工作呢、
So once you are done with the class, you can be a teaching assistant to help other students the following semester. So if I took a class semester one, I can probably be a teacher assistant the second semester. And teaching assistant, you can also mean you do research and assist the professors to plan lectures.
那最后 do you have any interesting things to share?
Well, for me, the most fascinating part of doing my master's in the United States is that there is a lot of flexibility regarding the subject you want to study and the combination of things you want to do.
可以根据自己的爱好灵活的选科目哈。There is a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, so for example, you can be a master's in business with a psychology focus, or I have friends who are doing an MBA with a data science focus.
Wow, nice.
And even mine is Masters of International Affairs, Comparative Regional Studies, Foreign Policy and Security for Asia Pacific. It's very long. So yeah, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, as you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
好，那以上呢就是 Bipasha 从一线带给我们的一些在美国读研究生的一些分享。
Yeah, so that is it, pretty much it for today's podcast. Hope you find it helpful. And you can always leave a comment if you have any questions regarding studying in the U.S.
Yeah, 欢迎大家给 Bipasha 留言提问，我们会在后面的节目当中呢逐一为大家解答。
This is Bipasha signing out.
This is Pin Pin signing out. Bye.
Bye.